This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest in the studio, Julia Palmer, the president of the Capital Area Humane Society. Welcome back to the show, Julia.
Thank you. It's always good to be here.
Oh, it's always our pleasure to have you and your smiling face. It's such a pleasure to talk with you, especially this time of year, because we've got a big event coming up.
We do. We're going to be celebrating our Walk for the Animals on September 17th. We couldn't be more excited.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell the one listener who may not know what it is, because maybe she just moved into the area, but why don't you describe what the event is?
Sure. Well, it's a premier animal event, and we're so excited to be hosting it again this year. Essentially, it's a walk where you bring your dog out, and you can also run the course. It's a 1 mile and a 5K event, so it's not just a run and walk, but it's also just a great family activity. We have all kinds of things going on at the park. It's held at Fitzgerald Park in Grand Ledge, so we've been doing this for many years. I can't remember how many, but it's been a lot of years. And it's a great family event. It's probably one of the biggest animal events of the year for our community. So we're so excited to be hosting it.
Well, and it's such a great venue that you choose. It's very beautiful out there. And if you get the right weather, which really I've got to imagine is the secret ingredient.
Yes, it
to
is.
The whole thing. That makes for a great day.
You know, we had rain last year, so we won't be having rain this year.
Oh, there you go.
I'm doing a weather forecast as well. No rain.
So if you don't happen to have a dog and you want to become part of the all activities, what can you do?
Well, you know, we ask that people don't bring their cats or other pets. It's a little stressful for those kind of animals. So we're not trying to discriminate against other pets, certainly. But because of the venue and all the dogs, we have hundreds and hundreds of dogs out there. If you don't have a dog, there are some dogs at the shelter you can walk. Or you can just come out and enjoy the wide variety of activities. We're going to have an animal communicator there. We're going to have a dunk tank. I'm going in the dunk tank. So if you want to dunk the president of the Capillary Humane Society, you can come out just to do that. So we have agility, police dog demonstrations, lots of children's activities. So if you don't have a dog or you don't want to run or walk, you can come out. One of the great new things we're having this year is we're having Chris Cakes come out and we're having an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, and that's going to go on throughout the whole event. So even if you just want to come out and have breakfast, even if you don't have a dog, you're not walking and participating, anyone can participate in that part of the event. And if you're a walker and you're a registered walker, then that is part of your registration to get the pancake breakfast included. So it's going to be great.
That's good. Time to flip some jacks.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. We imagine some dogs are going to get a hold of those pancakes too. So,
who else gets to be in the dunk tank?
Well, we're going to have an animal control officer from Eaton County Animal Control out. And I think we have a police officer. And I think Darren from Channel 10 is going to be in a dunk tank as
there
well.
You go.
So there's
going
to be some great people to dunk if you're interested in just doing that.
And there's quite a few vendors there, not vendors necessarily, but people with booths and lots of information.
Yeah, we have an entire vendor tent, and there are all kinds of people in that tent. The animal communicator is going to be there. You can actually communicate with your animal. She'll sit with your dog and tell you what your dog's thinking, apparently, and you can do that. There's also people selling all kinds of pet-related items as well as just fun crafts and that sort of thing. So
I'm thinking the dog's going to sit there and say, I don't think she knows what I'm thinking, but that's just me. Maybe she does. I won't pass any judgment.
Well, it'll certainly be fun and entertaining.
All right.
Okay.
And bringing your hamster out won't work because that's
don't.
Just too far distance.
You know,
I just can't imagine.
Don't.
He'd be a little tired by the end.
We've had some folks bring some animals other than dogs, and we just worry about their well-being.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yep.
A dog-friendly environment.
Yep, very, very much so.
Interesting. So this animal communicator,
yes.
You've got my attention.
Oh,
with
no.
This one.
Okay.
Explain to me exactly how it is and that this person understands what the animals are thinking. And bigger than this, and Rick, maybe you're the expert, does it matter what breed they are? I mean, do different breeds think differently?
You know, that's a great question. And this is a new thing for us, bringing on an animal communicator. So I'm not sure I can answer all your questions. She says that she can communicate what your dog is thinking to the owner. And it'll certainly be interesting to see what she has to say.
It seems like the best way to find out is if everybody comes out to the event to find
Absolutely.
Out, right?
Absolutely. That's the only way to know.
You might be missing a great event.
Well, and Rick, I see this as competition for you because we know you talk to the fishes. So
there
bottom line is there may be other animal communicators. alligators in this area.
Little Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, that's absolutely.
Right, that's right.
So, Julia, what are the funds that you raise go toward? Exactly what does this fundraiser do for Capital Area Humane Society?
Well, we're hoping to raise $80,000 this year. And basically, it helps us to provide the services we provide for the animals in our community all year long. So it goes into general funds to help all the animals. So it's going to help the cats. Any animal we serve, it's going to be a part of what we do every day to help the animals in the community.
Interesting. And typically, is this your only fundraiser that you do, or
No, we actually have the Fur Ball, which is in the spring. We talked about that. This year, we're having another event later in October. It's called Pubbing for Pets, and it's actually a bar crawl. And the money that we raise will go directly to the spay-neuter clinic for that particular event. So we have two events for the shelter and one new event this year for the spay-neuter clinic.
Fantastic. You take your dog along to the bar?
No, I'm afraid they won't let the dogs in. We did try that approach, and there are some laws, rules.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, so we're out of luck there. But you're welcome to imagine your dog is with you. And
depending on how much you drink.
Time. That's
depending
right.
Depending on how much you drink, you it could be a service dog just leading you out, trying to figure out how to get out of the bar.
You're exactly
Yeah, more
right.
information on that event coming, but that's later in October.
Interesting. And let me ask this question because I've been curious about it. I'm sure your expenses have gone up during previous years. Is your fundraising keeping pace with what it is that's going on? Because, I mean, I would imagine personnel, you have very nice facility,
but there's
a lot of expenses that are tied to it. And there's just a lot that it takes for you guys to run the operation. And unfortunately, it gets more expensive every year.
You know, it does. And it's a challenge for any nonprofit right now. Certainly money is tight for all organizations. And we certainly work hard to meet our, we have a $2.1 million budget that runs our operations. So certainly raising that much money every year is a challenge, but you know, it's a great cause and we're all really motivated. So even though it's been hard the last couple of years, our community's struggling, we're working hard and we're going to keep doing that. So it is a challenge for sure.
Certainly. I noticed when we went to the gala you had, what was that back
in April? Ball,
yep. The Fur Ball. You do have a lot of community support.
We sure
it was
do.
Just absolutely impressive to watch both how professional the event was that you put on and how cooperative and how ambitious the overall Lansing market was at just throwing lots and lots of money your way.
I mean, we have a very strong and faithful donor base. And even when people are struggling, we find that the number of gifts we get are the same. People are still giving, but they tend to decrease a little bit in hard times. So the amount people give goes down a little bit as people struggle. But our donor base is solid and strong, and they care so much about the animals in our community. So they're the only reason we're here. We're totally privately funded. So if it weren't for kind people that care about animals, we wouldn't be here to serve our community.
You do a fantastic job over there.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that very much.
Well, and it's got to get tough because, correct me if I'm wrong, Julia, you guys are pretty much the place of last resort that people end up going to when it comes to getting rid of an animal. And you can't say no, really, can you?
You know, when we're full, we ask people to come back. I mean, that's kind of the tricky thing about animal shelters is when you're full, you either have to make really tough decisions or ask owners to come back. So you know, we don't like to say no in any respect because we're here to serve the animals in our community. But certainly it gets tricky sometimes when we're full.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But one thing that we didn't bring up, and I wouldn't mind going back to the event out at Ferguson Park, right?
Fitzgerald
Park. I got it wrong. I'm not from Grand Ledge.
That's okay. You're just an Okemos guy.
Yeah.
I get it. Williamston.
Okay.
I get
it. But let's talk a little bit about that because we really didn't talk about the venue. It's a beautiful venue for this particular event. It's been there for quite a few years. I think that's one of the things that I really enjoy and want to come back out there this year is just how often you get your dog out into the open area and in such a large area. Yep. And there's just hundreds of people showing up. And even in the rainy day, last year was the first day I was first time I was there. And even though it was rainy, there was a sea of people
there.
A beautiful landscape.
And we have over 500 people registered right now. So we know it's going to be a great turnout in terms of people who are already planning on attending. And it's a beautiful venue. It's a shady, beautiful park. So it's perfect for the dogs because it doesn't get too hot on hot days. There's lots of shade. There's also beautiful trails in through the woods. So no matter what you like, you're pretty much going to be happy at Fitzgerald Park because it's an open, lovely space for your animals. And we also do have our 5K goes out into the streets of Grand Ledge. So if you're a runner or you want to do something a little more structured, then you've got that option too. It's a beautiful place. We love it.
That's great.
And let's remind everyone, the date for the event is September the 17th at Fitzgerald Park in Grand Ledge. And it's going to begin in the morning at 8:30 a.m. Is that correct?
It actually goes from 9 until noon. And the run walk is at noon.
Okay. Well, that's fine. And the good news is you can bring your portable radio and still listen to Rick Pruse and I on the radio while you're participating in this event. So no excuses. But Rick, in the meantime, we're going to take a break right now. And we're going to bring Julia back and talk about what plans we've got at the Capital Area Humane Society right here after the break at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS.com.